Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The Rochester Rockets are the opponent for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg coming in with a record of 11-0. The Rockets, just their sixth game of the season, a record of 2-3, but a big win over their rival Taylorville last night, 65-64. So the Silver Streaks, Dunlap and Rochester all 1-0 in this tournament. Rantoul defeated Mount Zion in a nail-biter in the first game here today, 66-64. Congratulations to the Galesburg girls. They are 3-0 in the Mattoon tournament with an 84-45 win over Sullivan earlier today, which you heard here on WGIL with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. They'll play again at 8:30 tonight. Silver Streaks, the usual starting five, Ross, Meeker, Thompson, Williams, and Gibson. For Rochester, it's two seniors, Howard Fisher at 6'1", Adam Conradi at 6'7". Thompson bats the jump ball into the backcourt for Devin Ross. They start two juniors, 6'3", Dan Ziegler, and 6'3", Matt McClintock, and a 6'5", sophomore, Colin Stallworth. And a hand check foul called on Matt McClintock as Gibson tries to go around him from just outside the left side of the arc. And 8 seconds into the game, we got the first foul called.
It'll be a tough game in a number of respects. Rochester's pretty good. They're pretty big, and they're really the home team. They're right up the road. They've got a pretty good fan base right behind us here, so they're going to be getting the most of the cheers here in this Taylorville Gymnasium this morning.
Devin Ross up top, left side, over to Joe Williams. Down the lane, Meeker up with a right hand off the back of the rim. Rebound, Gibson puts it up, and he's fouled. And Grant will get a couple of free throws. So 21 seconds into the game, we've already got two fouls called on Rochester, and unfortunate for Meeker. He had a great cut down the lane with a feed from Williams on the outside. He just couldn't finish it off. Now they're going to say the foul was on the floor on the rebound, not on the putback, so the Streaks have to inbound it. Ross to Gibson up top, steps left, fires a long one. That's off the mark, and the rebound to Rochester's Dan Ziegler under the basket. Into the front court on their first offensive possession, Howard Fisher behind the back with the dribble, out to Stallworth, who's long and lean. Jim, you were reading about his football prowess prior to the game. So
yeah, just a sophomore, a great receiver for that Rochester State title team.
Driving in Howard Fisher from the right side, and the Streaks gave him the low post as he got it all the way in there. 2-0, Rockets on top. Williams up top to Ross, swinging around left to Meeker. Now back to Joe Williams, fakes down the left side of the lane, up with the left hand, banks it in. Joe coming off a game where he really struggled shooting in this gym. You remember he wasn't playing here last year, so a bit of an adjustment for him, I think, and he gets a high percentage shot to tie the game there.
Helps to be ambidextrous. No way he gets that shot off with the right hand, but with the left he got a layup.
Rochester turns it over at the other end. Thompson with a two-handed dunk after the outlet from Devin Ross.
Nice to see Eric go after it forcefully there. We've seen some guys have opportunities to dunk in this tournament in the first 2 days, haven't done it, but Eric wasn't going to miss that chance to hammer it down.
Stallworth on the outside. Conradi up top. He's the 6'7 senior that Mike Reynolds referenced in the pregame. Conradi picks up his dribble, passes it left side just inside the top of the arc to Howard Fisher. Rochester wearing the road blue with the orange trim, Illini-like colors. Bounce pass to the right side to Stallworth right in front of us. Down low goes to Conradi. Turnaround shot over Thompson, switches it. Nice looking move on the low blocks by Conradi to tie the game at four.
Yeah, if he can do that consistently, he's going to be a real force, because Thompson did everything he could, outstretched, and Conradi just tall enough and got that shot over the top, and it was perfect on the fadeaway.
Meeker stutter steps at the top of the arc after receiving the pass. A little hesitation as he faked the three and then started to drive down the lane with the travel. Oregon defeated Alamann earlier today at the Sterling Newman tournament, so the Pioneers are 0-2 there, 51-42 the final.
They actually gave Grant Gibson a foul on a screen on that for the turnover for the Silver Streaks.
Walking it into the midcourt is Fisher. Left side it goes over to Dan Ziegler. Up top, poking it away from McClintock is Gibson. But McClintock chases it down in the backcourt. Now into the hands of Ziegler. Trying the behind-the-back dribble on Meeker. Stays right with him in the man defense. Backdoor cut to Fisher. And a foul called on Gibson as he gets down to the low blocks. Grant looked like he got a pretty clean block, but they're going to say he got him on the arm, and that'll be the second foul on Grant Gibson, coming off 31 points last night. Streaks can't afford to have him get into foul trouble. We're not even, well, we're just past the 2.5 minute mark played of this first quarter, and the free throw missed by Fisher. This team struggled shooting free throws last night despite the win over Taylorville, just 10 of 17 from the line. We're tied at 4, 5:24 to go first quarter. Mike Reynolds doing a slow pace on the sideline. Gibson is out. Shaw in for the Silver Streaks as Rochester regains the lead at 5-4. Meeker at the point now. Shaw missed all four of his shots last night, so he could be an X factor in this game. Here's Joe Williams from the outside. Three off the front of the rim. Rebound Fisher for Rochester. Streaks are going to need some offense from Joe Williams as Rochester turns it over for the second time, trying to get into the front court. Stolen away by Shaw. Here's Ross into the front court. Top of the arc, they back off, gets it over to Meeker, fakes a three, drives inside the free throw line. Right-handed shot is off the mark, rebound batted out to Ziegler for Rochester. So Meeker and Joe Williams are combined 1-for-4 from the field here in the early going with Gibson on the bench and another bad pass. This time Meeker with the steal, leading the break, gives the outlet to Williams down the lane up and in.
Great job by Meeker, waited until the last second, and then Williams fills the lane, and Meeker just crosses it across to him, and Silver Streaks in transition get the lead back.
One of those live ball turnovers Mike Reynolds talked about in the pregame. Down the lane, Ziegler dumps it off left side, fadeaway, over the rim, weak side rebound, Eric Thompson. Back comes Ross into the front court. Streaks on top, 6-5. Not quite midway through the first quarter. Ross left alone on the left wing, driving on Stallworth. Kicks it out to Williams, now over to Meeker. Right back on the left wing it goes. Shaw sets a screen. Ethan drives to the free throw line and gets called for traveling as Fisher cut him off there. Gave him a little bit of a bump, knocked Ethan off balance. That's the second turnover on the Streaks.
Cody Hawthorne comes in. Eric Thompson will sit down for the Silver Streaks. This is really a big opportunity for Rochester after beating Taylorville here on their home court last night. If Rochester can win this game, they're in the driver's seat. They'll have beaten probably the two pre-tournament favorites with three to go, so what a huge game this is for Rochester.
And Dunlap playing Taylorville in the last game of the first session here today, and already a lot riding on that outcome. On the right side, Fisher, guarded by Williams, lobs it up and in over to Conrad. He's trying to drive on Hawthorne, cuts him off. Tough pass intended for Stallworth. He fights off three Silver Streaks defenders and then gets fouled going up for the shot.
Hey, Stallworth very, very thin at 6'5", but very athletic as well. Kind of a Tayshaun Prince type look, maybe not quite that tall, but similar build.
Foul on Devin Ross, a hack on the arm is his first. Stallworth to the line, makes the first free throw. Four players in double figures in the win last night for Rochester. Stallworth had 13, the second leading scorer on the team last night. Makes the first free throw and the second. Rochester regains the lead at 7-6 in a back and forth first quarter. His first points of the game. Ross brings it up court for the Streaks. Hawthorne on the outside. Now Williams hands off to Meeker at the top of the circle. Reverses directions back to Joe. Drives in. Right baseline. Reverse layup. Missed it. Hit the bottom of the rim. Fisher comes out with it on the rebound. On the run for Rochester. Takes it all the way up and in.
Howard Fisher, one of Coach Mike Steer's favorites. He said the senior, he wish he had more guys like him. Hates to see him graduate. Another guy out at the guard spot. Fairly thin build, but very, very good basketball player.
9-6 Rochester with its biggest lead here in the first quarter. Meeker on the outside, backs up away from Conrad. He bounce pass through the lane for a wide open Cody Hawthorne, and it bounces off his knee out of bounds.
That one hurts. I mean, he was wide open. Just hit off his chin and kicked out of bounds.
Tough pass on the outside, too. A little hard and a little bit low as he was cutting into the basket. But still a very makeable catch. And if he had it, it would have been as easy as a shot he'll get all season. At the free throw line, Ziegler cut off, swings it right side over to Stallworth, guarded by Ross. Stallworth driving in, now pulls up from 12 feet, hits it from the right baseline. Rochester opens up a 5-point lead at 11-6. Remember, they got off to a big start last night in the win over Taylorville, 25-9. Not quite as much offense here in the first quarter, but still a 5-point lead on the Streaks. Soft pass out high to Kevonte Shaw. Dribbles right, gives off to Meeker, up top to Thompson back into the game. Now left side, Devin drives, cut off on the baseline. Ross brings it back out to the arc. Under 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Streaks down 11-6. Williams up top, trying to lose his man. Dribbling left, gives off to Thompson out on the perimeter. Now Ross works away from a double team, up top to Shaw. Had an opening, drives instead. Double pump, fake in the lane, gets his man up in the air on a foul. And Cavante will shoot two free throws on the third team foul on Rochester.
Yeah, Cavante getting to be a bit of a super sub right now. He comes in and game after game gives us just what we need off the bench on both ends of the court. And he'll get a couple of free throws here. 2:11 to go first quarter. Galesburg trying to hang in there in a rough start offensively in this first quarter.
And Shaw calmly makes the first free throw. Galesburg down four. First point of the game off the bench for Shaw. Again, Grant Gibson on the bench with two fouls for the Silver Streaks. He went out at the 5:47 mark of the first quarter. Second free throw good as well for Kevonte Shaw. Pulls the Streaks within three at 11-8. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter from Taylorville. Galesburg girls already winners at Mattoon today. They're 3-0 in the tournament after an 84-45 win over a Sullivan team that went into that tournament undefeated. They've now lost twice in pool play. Stallworth on the dribble, right in front of us up the right sideline. Pulls up on the wing, pass down low to the low blocks to Dalton Handlin. Loses the handle on it into the hands of Ziegler. He tries to get it back out, and Devin Ross is right there to steal it away. Leads the break. Left side Meeker. Down to the baseline to Eric Thompson. Gets a little push, skips it back out to Joe Williams. Rochester did a nice job getting back defensively in transition. Streaks down three with the ball, 90 seconds to play first quarter. Here's Ross, pull up from 15 feet on the baseline, too strong. And a good box out by Ziegler on the weak side for his third rebound. 11-8 Rochester, 1:15 to go, first quarter. Handlin bounce pass left side to Fisher right in front of the Galesburg bench, up top to the big Conradi. Now Handlin comes to the right side on the wing to take the pass. Knocked away out of his hands, stolen away by Meeker. Two on one between Meeker and Ross. Now Williams comes into it at the free throw line, gets bumped going to the basket, and a foul called as Joe sprawls to the deck, and he'll get two free throws.
Well, good thing he got the foul call on that, because that's not a very high percentage shot he just put up there. A double pump, underhand scoop falling down. But got the contact, and we'll get the free throws.
Yeah, and I kind of thought he did the same thing a couple of times down the floor earlier when he drove in from the right side and tried the reverse layup on the left side. I think he was more going for the foul that there, anticipating contact, and ended up being a really poor shot, and there was no foul called, so the Streaks ended up giving it away. Here, Joe makes the first free throw, and the second one on the way. Good as well. Streaks have pulled within one, six first-quarter points for Joe Williams. He had nine in the victory last night over Rantoul. Under a minute to go first quarter. It's 11-10 Rochester. Rockets with the ball. Handlin out high, working against Meeker. Loses him, drives, blocked by Ethan. In the lane, picked up by Williams. Joe drives to the other end, right side. Tries a reverse layup. That time he spins it off the glass. Eight in the quarter for Joe. Streaks regain the lead at 12-11.
That brought some life to the Galesburg bench.
Now Galesburg trying to hold defensively for the final 30 seconds of the opening quarter. They've rallied back down five to score six in a row and take a one-point lead with 20 seconds to go. Ziegler in the midcourt circle trying to draw Shaw out defensively. Now backs up again with 15 seconds to go. Works his way in, lost a handle on it, and it goes into the backcourt, and a very careless turnover by the Rockets is their sixth here in the first quarter.
And with no pressure.
No.
That's one they can't afford. So the Silver Streaks a chance to take the lead here.
They've got the lead, trying to build on
it. I guess it is. 12-11 now, thanks to Joe Williams. Eight points, as you said, for Joe in this first quarter.
And Grant Gibson will come in for the final 11 seconds after sitting down for about 5.5 minutes of this first quarter with two personal fouls. Mike Reynolds wants to get him in, obviously, for offense here in the final play of the first quarter. Gibson works his way around to the top of the circle, gives off to Shaw for three. Good! And that's the end of the first quarter. Well-run play to end the first quarter. Streaks lead 15-11 after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser with WGIL. Local Girl Scouts who plan to make a field trip to Andalusia for snow tubing on January 10th need to sign up by December 31st. Scout leaders are also seeking adult drivers. For more info, click the calendar at WGIL.com.
WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Streaks finished with a flurry at the end of the first quarter, down 11-6. They score 9 consecutive points to end the first quarter, and they lead Rochester 15-11 after one. Nice to see the Streaks doing a lot of that with Grant Gibson on the bench with 2 personal fouls. He led the way with 31 last night. Streaks got it done without him, rallying back to take a 4-point lead after one quarter here at Taylorville. Rochester with the ball to begin the second quarter. They had 6 first quarter turnovers to aid that comeback. Stallworth on the dribble right in front of us. Draws a double team as the Streaks have switched to the 1-3-1. And a blocking foul called on Joe Williams as Dalton Handlin struggles to dribble the ball at the top of the circle. Joe got him with the low body, his first foul. 4 team fouls on the Silver Streaks just underway in the second quarter.
Rochester, their problem in the first quarter was turnovers. They only got 6 shots off. They hit 4 of them, but they turned it over 5 times, and that really hurt the Rockets. Silver Streaks by defense able to force those. They shot just 5 of 11, but still had themselves a lead after one quarter.
Down the lane, Conrad, he spins, shoots up over Devin Ross, and the rebound hangs on the rim long enough for Grant Gibson to come up with it, who stays on the floor, takes it down the right side of the lane, draws contact, banks it in, and a chance at a 3-point play, and that immediately draws a gripe from Mike Steers for Rochester.
Yeah, and one of the Rochester fans up behind us heard a big no. He thought no way that should count, but it does.
The Streaks extend the lead to 17-11, just underway in the second quarter, and the second foul of the game on Matt McClintock, who will go to the bench, replaced by Anthony Slott, a 5'10 freshman, into the game for the Rockets. Gibson to the free throw line with his first basket of the game, and now his 3rd point coming on the free throw. Now Galesburg leads by 7. They have scored 12 in a row to build a 7-point lead here, just underway in the second quarter. Dalton Handlin across midcourt off the bench, scored in double figures in the win for Rochester last night. Here's Fisher with it, found an opening, takes it down the right side of the lane, all the way up and in. Got a step on Joe Williams, and Howard Fisher took it aggressively to the basket for his 7th point. 18-13, Streaks by 5. Here's Ross, steps into a 3. That one's a little bit off the mark, and Fisher on the weak side, nearly tied up by J.J. Range, but he rips it away before the held ball called. And here they come back on offense now, trying to crawl back into this game. Down 5 at 18-13. Handlin on the dribble out high against Ethan Meeker as the Streaks have switched back to the man defense. Stallworth just inside the top of the arc, dribbles right. Gibson backing off. Now a lob on the inside to Conrady. And working on Devin Ross, lost the handle on the way up, and J.J. trying to save the ball on the baseline, runs out with it and steps out of bounds. Rochester hangs on to it.
I think Devin got a finger on that, too. That's about, if the guy's 6'8", you're guarding, and he's got it there, you're not going to block his shot. So you can either just hold your ground or maybe try and poke it away. Devin there able to get a finger on that ball and disrupt him.
And 3 times now, Rochester has gone into Conrady, looking at that size mismatch with Ross on him defensively. Conrady got off 1 shot. Now they've got it to him again on the right side. Tries to back his way in. J.J. pokes it away from behind. It's right to Fisher, who fires a 3. And that one's way off the mark. Gibson has a hard time handling the rebound. Now he comes up with it. Grant leads the break to the other end. Top of the circle. Scoops it over. Meeker for 3. Off the rim. Rebound. Dalton Handlin for Rochester. 1-on-1 at the other end. Takes it all the way up and in. Rochester within 3 now at 18-15.
Rochester may be better off to play up-tempo because in the half court, our defense is just smothering them.
And a quick jumper at the other end by Joe Williams. And with 5:50 to go in the first half, the Streaks call a timeout. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation. As we are in Taylorville.
And a 2013 Nissan Murano. It's a white Murano, and this is part of their certified pre-owned fleet.
And I want to remind you about the holiday bonus that's going on. Ends on January 2nd. Now through on all 2015 Nissan Altimas, you've got a bonus cash offer, customer cash, Nissan holiday bonus cash, and a couple of other discounts thrown in there as well. All down up to about $4,000 in total savings, or $2,750 in savings, plus 0% financing for 60 months. So a Good offer going on an all 2015 Nissan Altimas at Galesburg Nissan, just in front of the Sandburg Mall in Galesburg.
We've been treated to those Altimas for the last couple of weeks. Loved every one of them we drove, but this time they thought, well, the weather could get a little tough, so we'll put you in the all-wheel drive. Nissan Murano, good to have the big unit with us here today.
Coming out of the Galesburg timeout and a hand check called on the Silver Streaks on the right side. Galesburg leading 20-15.
Seems very odd to be walking through some light rain and warm wind. We're usually freezing. We're walking into the parking lot here. It's just a strange month of December so far, but sure a lot easier to get around.
Well, we've been down here on some 50-degree days, too.
We have had a few, haven't we?
But usually there's also snow on the ground that's melting under that 50-degree weather. Not this time. Here's Anthony Slott, the freshman in the game on the left side. Gets it over to Fisher on the wing. Trying to drive in. Range on the defensive switch comes out on top of him. J.J. all over him. Fisher trying to create some room. Can't do it. Gets it into Conrady. And then on the backdoor cut, Streaks intercept it in the lane. Leading the break to the other end. Grant Gibson on the carry as he tried the hesitation drive on the outside. And the ball did get hung up in his palm. At the first turnover of the quarter on the Streaks, Jim?
It is.
Four for the game.
Yeah, both of these teams play tremendous defense, but I've been so impressed with the Silver Streaks here in this one. Just being right down here courtside, this is some of the best defense I've seen them play this season.
And a lob to the right side over the head of Dalton Handlin. They got Rochester for 9 turnovers now, 3 in this quarter.
Yeah, they are really frustrated trying to get into their offense. And even when they do get the ball into the positions they want, they're still getting dogged to get off a good shot. The Silver Streaks are giving 100% out here. It's fun to watch them play defense.
Trying to build on a 5-point lead here. 20-15 Streaks, under 5 minutes to play first half. Williams on the right wing, out to J.J. Range. A little hesitation on the drive, now loses it. Gets it over to Meeker, who directs traffic, says everybody go inside. Lobs it into the low blocks to Grant. Takes it right at the basket. Draws a triple team, and Rochester steals it away. Here's Handlin again with a one-on-one, trying to back in on Meeker. Thompson comes over and helps out and gets called for the foul as Handlin initiates the contact, leaning into Thompson, but that'll be a foul on Eric is first, and 2 free throws coming for Handlin.
Handlin, one of the smaller guys on the court at 5'8", but very determined. The junior guard got it down. Really was 1-on-3. I'm not sure he realized he was against that kind of odds, and he had the big guy, Conrady, trailing him there at 6'8". In hindsight, would have been better advised to drop it off to him, but he was working so hard trying to get that shot up, and he was able to get a foul.
Oh, well, I got to take it back, too. They called the foul on Meeker instead, so that's 2 on Ethan, who's drawn a foul each of the last 2 times down the court. And Handlin makes the first free throw. So it would have been better for the Streaks to have had it called on Thompson, who doesn't have one yet. Instead, the 2 leading scorers for the Silver Streaks on the season, Gibson and now Meeker, each with 2 fouls. And Handlin makes both free throws. He's got 4 for the game. Galesburg up 3, 4.5 minutes to go first half. Gibson right side to Meeker, so they stay on the floor. Ethan drives, and boy, Rochester backed off, just let him take it all the way in for the layup. That's the first basket of the game for Ethan Meeker. 5-point Galesburg lead, 22-17. Now Fisher brings it across midcourt for Rochester. Quick pass to Conrady just inside the top of the arc, trying to post up Eric Thompson. Lost a handle on the dribble, but he reaches out, gets it back. Right side, Ziegler fires the baseline shot. That won't go, and Joe Williams goes up high for the Silver Streaks to pull down the rebound. Leads the break to the other end. It gets the layup and a push foul call. A chance at a 3-point play for Joe.
Look how fast Joe is. He skied for that rebound, did a great job boxing out on the weak side board. I looked down to write down the rebound. Next thing I know, he's making a shot the other way. He got up the court in a hurry.
Second foul on Ziegler for Rochester. 16 fouls and a timeout called by the Rockets. Mike Steers, a full timeout. 3:53 to go first half. Silver Streaks lead by 7. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I just saw the first sign of winter.
Oh, did you see snow?
No.
Did the temperature drop?
No.
Did you see a jolly guy in a red suit?
No.
What sign are you talking about?
The sign in the McDonald's window. Their white chocolate flavor is back as a mocha, and now as a latte or hot chocolate. I cannot wait for my next coffee break.
Oh, make that our next coffee break.
Now when you show some love, you'll get some love. For a limited time, get a free small white chocolate mocha or any small hot McCafe drink when you buy any McDonald's Arch card. Price and participation may vary.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
3:53 to go in the first half from Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Holiday tournament action finds the Silver Streaks leading Rochester 24-17. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, coming out of a Rochester timeout. Joe Williams will be shooting a free throw to try to finish off a three-point play. I'm liking Joe as an early Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game candidate here, Jim.
Well, he's sure been the player of the half for the Silver Streaks. As we mentioned, he had maybe a couple of wild shots, but other than that, and that's been just because he's trying to make something happen. Otherwise, he's been really, really good on both ends of the court. Everybody's been good defensively in this first half.
So coming out of the Rochester timeout, Williams to the free throw line, up and in.
You can tell he spent a lot of time at the line. His free throws are just money, and last year he struggled at times there.
3 for 3 from the line in this game. He leads the Streaks with 13 points. Here's another turnover, and Joe attacking the basket yet again, draws another foul, and he gets right back to the line shooting two more.
Heck of a job by Grant Gibson on the steal that time. Uses his body to just shield away from the defender from the intended pass, and then was over by the sideline and had to get that thing back in play in a hurry to avoid giving it right back to him. Gibson did a great job.
Talking about Joe Williams' free throws after he goes right back to the line, Jim, you mentioned it. He comes into this game shooting just under 81% from the season. Only Gibson has more free throw attempts, and he's shooting 82% for the Silver Streaks. Williams makes the first for a 9-point Galesburg lead, and the second one a little bit off, and the rebound by Rochester.
Yeah, we talked him up too much. He was bound to miss that one.
Williams leading the Streaks in scoring, 6 in this quarter, 14 for the game. Galesburg by 9, 26-17. Just over 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Stallworth backs all the way up to midcourt, now guarded by Devin Ross. Up top, the pass goes to Handlin, guarded by Meeker. Handlin eyes the rim, passes it right side to Stallworth. Now in it goes to Conrady, guarded by Shaw, slapped away by Ross. Conrady recovers, throws it behind Stallworth, and a backcourt violation as he chases it down.
There again, they get it to Conrady. He puts it on the floor one time, and Devin Ross sneaks his hand in there, pokes it away from him. Then he tries to kick it back out, throws it over the head of the guard, and just defense is too much for Rochester.
Get them for 11 turnovers now.
Yeah.
As we approach the 3-minute mark of quarter number two, Galesburg by 9 trying to build on it. Up top, Kevontae Shaw. Left side, Ross. Squared up, now passes it away to Meeker. Around the screen, up top for 3, oh. Rims in and out. Rebound put back twice by Gibson, and he gets fouled on the second one.
Another one of those patented Meeker in and out. We've talked about it over the course of the last season and early this season. The guy has more three-point attempts that are just so close to being good and rim out. And another one there.
Second foul on Conrady. 8 team fouls on Rochester. Gibson to the line, makes the first one. He's got 4 points all in this quarter, and that gives Galesburg a 10-point lead, 27-17. Rochester with those 8 team fouls, 2 each on Ziegler, McClintock, and Conrady. For the Streaks, of course, as we've talked about, Meeker and Gibson both have 2. And Gibson inserted into the lineup the final 11 seconds of the first quarter, has played the entire second quarter, makes another free throw. Galesburg by 11 now, 28-17. Full court pressure is on. Fisher into the front court. They have a 2-on-1. Instead, McClintock backs up and passes behind him to Handlin, who will direct the offense. 2:45 to go first half. Handlin, range all over him, forces up a shot inside the free throw line, and Gibson comes in, has a hand on the rebound, and then J.J. holds on for the Silver Streaks. Gibson inside the free throw line, dishes it out to Shaw. Hands off to Ross. He finds an opening down the lane with a right-hand teardrop off the back of the rim, and the rebound to McClintock. Too bad for Devin. He found an opening and attacked it. Couldn't finish it off, though. Handlin driving into the lane. Loose ball, dives for it, and a push called on Shaw as he reaches out trying to get the ball. Yep. Handlin will shoot a 1-and-1 here.
Shaw knew he'd done that. He looked the other way and smiled. And, last trip down, though, just another awful shot taken by Rochester, and the Streaks defense and range was just all over and forced that one. J.J. has been very effective in his couple of appearances here in the first half on defense.
Handlin's brought some nice energy off the bench for Rochester. Free throw up and good, and he's been perfect from the line himself, 3 for 3. He made 2 attempts last night, so he is perfect for the tournament from the line. 10-point Galesburg lead, 2:19 to go first half. It's 28-18 Silver Streaks. Second one on the way and off the back of the rim, goes straight up into the air and drops through. 28-19, Galesburg by 9. Rochester sinks back into the half court as Ross brings it across the timeline for the Streaks. Right side, Kevontae Shaw. Williams comes out for it. Quick pass down low. Gibson tries a spin move on the low blocks. Ducks up and under and gets the bank shot up and in.
I like watching Grant play inside, I think, more than outside. He can go down there and get the points, and he certainly did there against some taller players.
Kid can create, can he?
Yep.
11-point Galesburg lead, under 2 minutes to go first half. Gibson with seven in the game, and now a foul called on J.J. Range. My Hanlon has taken it right at him every single time, hasn't he? That'll be the first of the game on J.J. And right back to the line goes Dalton Hanlon, shooting a 1-1. So Hanlon, 6 points in the game and in this quarter since he came in late in the first quarter. Makes another one, 5 for 5. 30-20, Galesburg by 10. Both teams with 8 team fouls, 1:49 to go first half. And Grant doing some coaching on J.J. defensively here right in front of us on the floor. 30-21, Hanlon makes both ends of the 1-1. Silver Streaks by 9, 1:40 to go in this first half. Shaw with a bounce pass right. Gets it off to Joe Williams on the wing. Gibson really battling Stallworth down low, trying to create position. Instead, it's Joe jumping into the lane, and a held ball called as Fisher ties him up. It'll stay on Galesburg's end. 1:33 to go first half. Gibson will inbound right of the basket with Ross, Williams, Range, and Shaw. Here's Devin driving baseline, goes up with a right hand. It rolls off, but a foul called, and Devin will get 2 free throws.
Devin's been a little more aggressive offensively in this one. I like that. He hasn't gotten a whole lot of reward for it. He's had some shots just go off, but definitely a player that Rochester has to keep their eye on. If they're just thinking they're going to be concerned with Gibson and Williams and Maker, Ross all of a sudden standing up, say, hey, wait a minute, I can contribute here too.
Gets his first point of the game from the free throw line. Foul called on Sam Baker. His first, second one by Ross. Shot that one quickly and drained them both. Galesburg by 11, 32-21, under 1.5 minutes to go first half.
Yeah, Ross shoots those free throws. It's almost like he doesn't want to think about it at all. He just takes it out of the official's hand and lets it fly.
And he's now shooting 60% on the season after making both of those. And a pass to the left side, and Baker couldn't handle it. Was right into his midsection, just went right off his hands out of bounds in front of the Galesburg bench, and the Streaks trying to build on an 11-point lead here with 1:10 to go in the first half. Another careless turnover by the Rockets got them for 12 in the first half now.
And 3 or 4 have been that variety, just absolute giveaways.
Shaw with it on the right side. Gives off to Williams, coming out for it on the right wing. Lobs it in down low to Grant. He'll back it out, kicks it out to Williams. Up top, J.J. Range. Now left side over to Devin Ross. He'll dribble his way back to the top of the arc. On the reverse, back to Gibson. Fires a 3 and got it.
Set that up beautifully, and Grant finished it off.
35-21, Galesburg by 14. Gibson now, don't look, he's in double figures. Sat about 5 minutes of the first quarter, did not score. Comes in the second quarter, and he's got 10. Here's Fisher down the left side, stripped away by Shaw. Picked up by Gibson, leading the break to the other end. In the lane, blocked by McClintock for his third foul, and Grant will get 2 free throws.
I think Gibson's quickness surprises a lot of people because he spends time in the weight room, and he's a bit of a bull. And I think people just don't expect him to move as aggressively and as quickly as he does. And that was the case there, absolutely.
They're actually going to call the foul on Dalton Hanlon instead on the reach. That was his first foul, and that's a break rather than have 3 on McClintock, just the first on Hanlon off the bench, and Gibson misses the free throw. That's his first missed free throw of this tournament. 8 for 8 in the game last night. Second one up, and that one's off the mark. A little bit too strong, and the rebound controlled by McClintock for Rochester. So a break for the Rockets with 2 missed free throws by the Streaks breast free throw shooter. Down to 15 seconds to go. Fisher driving right side, cut off by Williams, reverses directions in the lane, and an acrobatic shot up and in off the glass. He earned that one.
Like a Joe Williams move there.
Gives the Streaks enough time to get the final shot. Ross across midcourt with 4. Gives off to Gibson. He'll fire the 3. He's fouled, and Grant's going to get 3 free throws after a bad foul by Howard Fisher.
Fisher knew as soon as he reached up there, that's the last thing they wanted, is that the buzzer sounds to put us at the line for 3 free throws. Galesburg already up by a dozen. Let's make it 15 here, Grant.
First one by Grant. Good. After he just missed 2 the last trip down the court, gets a chance to redeem himself here. Makes the first one. He's got 11 in the quarter. Second one up and rolls through. A little bit off the front of the rim. crept over the top, aided by the backboard, rolled through, and now the third one. And the Streaks take a 15-point lead into the locker room. Gibson finishes the first half with three free throws. 38-23 is the Galesburg lead over a Rochester team that I thought, outside of some turnovers, didn't play that poorly, but the Streaks defense really hounded them, and Galesburg takes a 38-23 lead into the locker room. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, take a look at the first half statistics, all when we come back from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I've never seen a purple cow, nor anything like that in mutton. But I can tell you this right now. You should wear a purple button.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Compton Accounting and at Liberty Tax Service in Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Come to think of it, a purple cow would be kind of freaky.
For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
70 years ago, Dick Cavanaugh came home from World War II and settled in his hometown of Monmouth, Illinois. That fall, he and his brother Bob opened a Chrysler dealership because those were innovative cars, and that's what the brothers wanted to sell.
Today, Cavanaugh's Motors offers Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks, plus a lifetime powertrain warranty on every new gas-powered vehicle at no extra charge. I'm Jim Boner. Veterans and hardworking people everywhere come to Cavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth. During the big finish, nobody beats our deal. Nobody.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good first half of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They were down 5 in the first quarter. Finished the quarter on a 9-0 run. Added the first 3 points of the second quarter to make it a 12-0 run overall. They outscored Rochester 15-11 in the first quarter and 23-12 in the second quarter, and lead by 15, and have done it largely on defense here in this first half, Jim.
Yeah, and we've added, we really got 6 bonus points at the end of the first quarter. Kevonte Shaw with a 3-pointer at the buzzer. And then at the end of the second quarter, the foul and Grant Gibson converting all 3 free throws. So I told you as we were breaking for the commercials there, this is as impressed as I've been with the Silver Streaks. And again, we are down courtside, so it certainly helps you get a feel for exactly what's going on here. But just tremendous defense to a man, and great teamwork on the defense as well. Rochester couldn't hardly put the ball on the floor without getting hounded by somebody. Nope. Or maybe two players, and the Galesburg team has just negated the height advantage that Rochester brought into this. They exploited it in the first quarter a bit, but in the second quarter it was just complete dominance by the Silver Streaks.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
All right, Galesburg shoots 50% from the field, 11 out of 22.
Nice.
A couple of three-pointers mixed in there and doing a nice job at the free throw line as well in that second quarter. As for Rochester, 7 of 13. And so they're shooting over 50% from the field, but they can't hardly get any shots off. They're too busy turning the ball over. 13, is that what we had? 13
yep.
Turnovers in the first half. For Rochester, so they turned it over as many times as they shot it. Well, you're not going to win hardly ever at that rate. And, again, largely attributable to Streaks' defense. Reboundings right now, you've got 11 for Rochester, 9 for Galesburg, so pretty much a dead heat there. It's all about forcing the turnovers and taking advantage on the other end.
No three-point attempts in the first half for Rochester. Silver Streaks were 2 of 6. And a good free throw shooting from both teams. Rochester 9 of 10 in the first half, 6 of 6 in the second quarter, all by Dalton Handlin. And the Silver Streaks 14 of 17 from the free throw line in the first half. Galesburg 38, Rochester 23 at the break. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back with talk with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman and take a look at the individual scoring and run through what scores we have from holiday tournament action around the area as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't say it.
I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
You were going to say something smart like, would you like some fries with your salt, Michelle?
Moi?
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center. Miss Perfect over here is hassling me about my dietary choices.
Hold on there. Your doctor told you what?
To cut down on the salt.
Why? Because too much salt is bad for you. Just like too much salt is bad for your car.
I'll say. Road salt left on your car for any length of time can damage the clear finish, promote rust, and even affect some of the mechanics.
You should wash your vehicle at least one or two times a month and have it waxed at least every 3 months for a strong protective coating.
At Bates, we're experts in detailing vehicles. We'll clean your car inside and out and wash all that winter salt and grime away.
It's fast, affordable, and can help you maintain the value of your car.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll cut down on the salt.
Good.
If you lay off the sweets.
Now, you're just playing dirty.
Call or stop by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg for all the details.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So, you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests. By complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast today, cloudy with temperatures falling through the 30s this afternoon with winds gusting around 25 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low 22. Tomorrow, sunshine, a high of 35. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low 22 once again. And for Monday, again, a high near 35 and partly sunny on Monday. Right now, we do have mostly cloudy skies, windy conditions, and 37 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Our halftime coach's interview is brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, well, Coach Cheeseman, I don't know there's a whole lot you could tell this team at halftime except go out and do that again. That was terrific.
Yeah, we felt like since we have momentum here, we've got a plan. You know, our calling card or trademark is to guard people in the half court. And our man-to-man half court defense there was outstanding. We pushed their offense out. We were able to get, you know, steals and loose balls. We made them take bad shots. We limited them to one shot. When we do that, we're really, really good. You know, we talked about fouling and unforced fouls because they made 9 out of 10 free throws, and that gives them an opportunity to stay in the game.
When their big guys got the touchdown low, it seemed like we always had somebody over there poking that ball away.
Yeah, I mean, we guarded double team from outside in. Our Eric did a great job guarding him, as did Cavante, Cody. Devin Ross even did a good job. You know, they were able to contain him, make him take shots away from the area that he wanted to take shots from.
On the offensive end, how do you look to attack this team again in the second half?
You know, we were able to get a little bit of the pick and pop. Their defense sags instead of rolling to the basket on our screen rolls. We were able to get pops. Gibby made a couple shots, and we feel like we can get that and then just keep moving the ball and reversing the ball.
All right, fun half to watch. Do it again.
Good. Thanks, Jim.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg girls winners over Sullivan earlier today, 84-45. At the Mattoon tournament, Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson back on the call at 8:30 tonight as they will play their second game of the day and try to go 4-0 in the tournament. At the Sterling Newman tournament, Alleman lost to Oregon 51-42, so the Pioneers are 0-2 up there. And Ridgewood had an easy victory over Pawpaw at that same tournament, 68-34. From last night, Moline lost at the DeKalb tournament to the host Barbs, 71-62. We will see DeKalb up at their place coming up in February, and of course we'll see Moline again in Western Big Six Conference action later on. First half scoring for Rochester, Howard Fisher led the way with 9. Dalton Handlin off the bench had 8. Colin Stallworth with 4. Adam Conradi with 2. That's all of their 23 points for the Silver Streaks. Two players in double figures already. Joe Williams with 14 in a balanced first half, 8 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter. Grant Gibson sat a little over 5 minutes of the first quarter after picking up his second foul, then came back off the bench and scored 13 in the second quarter. Kevontae Shaw off the bench in that first quarter had 5. Devin Ross, Ethan Meeker, Eric Thompson all with 2. Rochester with the ball to begin quarter number 3 here with the Streaks leading 38-23. Fisher across midcourt, backdoor cut to Stallworth, takes it all the way as Ross came out to guard him, and then Stallworth just reversed directions for the easy layup.
Yeah, Stallworth, a guy I thought might really hurt us today. That's the first time he's been seen for a while on offense.
Now here's Joe taking the baseline of the opposite end up and in with a left hand, and he's got 16 in the game. Galesburg answers quickly, leading by 15 again, 40-25. Their biggest lead was their halftime lead. Here's down the left side, Fisher trying to bounce it through the lane, and there's nobody there for the 14th Rochester turnover.
I'm not sure who he thought was going to be there, because there was no teammate within probably 5 or 6 feet of that ball. Somebody apparently was supposed to cut and didn't.
Ross, Meeker, Gibson, Williams, and Thompson for the Silver Streaks. Here's Ross down the left side of the lane. He takes it all away with the left hand. The Silver Streaks are picking apart Rochester here in the first minute of the third quarter.
It'd be hard for Rochester to catch up if they let a score every time down, and the Silver Streaks are clicking on both ends now.
Dan Ziegler back into the game to start the second half, along with Adam Conrady. Fisher, Stallworth taking it into the lane. Ziegler all the way, banks it strong off the glass, and gets the friendly bounce.
That was off his balance. I don't know how he got that up and in.
42-27, first points of the game for Ziegler. Ross across midcourt. Left side, Gibson. Now into the wing, it goes to Williams. Up top, Ethan fires the three off the rim. Ethan struggling offensively here, held to just 2 points as Stallworth rebounds the miss. Ethan 1 for 6 from the field. At the free throw line, Conrady trying to drive on Thompson, dishes it out to Stallworth on the right side. Steps inside, high post shot, missed it. Rebound knocked away from Thompson, picked up by Ethan Meeker. Into the front court quickly come the Streaks. Gibson, spin move in the lane and a soft right hand up over the front of the rim and in.
He got them thinking he was going to pull up and then spins around and gets away from the defense, and that was another reason why Grant scored so many points. That's not a basket many guys can make.
Hand check foul called on Joe Williams on the outside guarding Fisher. Second foul on Williams, first on either team here in the second half. 6:12 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks by 17, 44-27.
And how nice is it to have a game where one of your key offensive forces, Ethan Meeker, can't hardly buy a basket, and you're still up against a good team by this margin?
Now Conrady fires a long jumper from the right side, comes up well short. Joe Williams on the run with it after the rebound. Now Meeker with it on the left side. Gives back to Williams on the left wing. Up top, Gibson steps inside the arc. 17-footer in and out. Rebound put back, Thompson, and he's fouled. That was a great shot, a great move by Eric Thompson, and as aggressive, as controlled as we've seen him in that position.
We were, I was in line behind Eric at the breakfast buffet at the Drury this morning, and I noticed he put a few extra potatoes and eggs on there, and I think it's paying off now. He got a little extra energy to play this one today.
Free throws off the mark, though. Conrady with the rebound. Silver Streaks by 19 now, 46-27. The foul on Dan Ziegler is his third for Rochester. In the lane, and now Thompson comes up over the back of Conrady, and their arms get tied up together, and that's the first foul of the game on Eric. Just tried to come in from the backside, and on the reach, he got tangled up with Conrady. So Rochester will pull the trigger from the left of the basket. Fisher will inbound with Thompson and Williams both right there. And now Thompson will front Conrady, who gives off to Fisher, trying to drive into the lane. Joe does a nice job hanging with him. And an off-balance shot off the rim. Rebound Thompson. Outlet to Meeker at the other end. Gets the foul. And Dalton Hanlon on the reach puts Meeker at the line with a chance at a three-point play.
And that's got the Streaks up off their bench, applauding their team on both ends. Eric Thompson, a terrific rebound that time. Quickly got it out, led the break. And again, this is as good as the Silver Streaks I've seen them play all year. This is terrific.
Forces a Rochester timeout with 5:38 to go in the third quarter, a 30-second timeout. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville. Jim, you've been doing the driving.
Yep,
tell me about it.
2013 Nissan Murano. And I'm one of the odd ones. I actually like the upholstered seats better than the leather. I don't know why. I like the others, too, but the upholstered seats on these Muranos just have a great – you feel like you're sitting in a recliner in your living room. I mean, it's that good. And so, yeah, our thanks, as always, to great transportation provided by Galesburg Nissan. And also a reminder, they've got their Fill a Frontier food drive going on. The truck is still got a little room to put some food in the bed of that truck, so stop out there in the course of the next week. I believe they're going to wrap it up at the end of the year to be able to donate food locally.
Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission to benefit from that. All right, coming out of the 32nd Rochester timeout, Ethan Meeker to the free throw line. After the transition layup and the free throw rims in and out, Conradi rebounds the miss. Silver Streaks by 21 now at 48-27. At the other end, Fisher from the right baseline from about 17 feet out with his first basket of the second half, 48-29. Fisher in double figures now with 11. Thompson out high for the pass. Williams cutting in on the reverse layup. He just ran right around Dan Ziegler. And once he got to the baseline, there was nobody there to stop him for the easy reverse. 50-21 Silver Streaks. Up top, Handlin. They are picking apart Rochester defensively here in the second half. Here's Handlin to the right baseline. His shot hangs on the rim, falls out. Rebound put back by Conrad. He won't go. Streaks with a double team on the baseline. And Streaks pick up the foul, I think from the backside, would be on Devin Ross on the reach. Williams and Gibson were fronting it, or rather Thompson and Williams were fronting him pretty effectively. And Devin does get him from the backside for his second foul.
And Thompson came over and swatted it away to make sure he wasn't going to get a three-point opportunity out of that.
Streaks by 21 on the inbound. It goes out near half court from the baseline to Handlin. Lobs it into Conradi out at the free throw line. Tries a bounce pass back door, and it's off Ziegler. He catches it on the rebound on the way, and then a turnaround miss. Rebounded by Joe Williams. Drive slips in the lane as he tries to cut and pass it back as Rochester got back defensively and forces the Streaks turnover.
I'm glad it was just a turnover. The way he was going so fast and stopped, you could hurt your ankle pretty quickly at that pace. So I'll take the turnover there rather than a sprained ankle. For Joe.
Or pull a groin muscle, too, the way his legs spread out in front of him.
I would never know. I never moved that fast. But, I mean, it's like he was going 40 miles an hour and then just hit a dead stop.
50-29, Galesburg, just their first second-half turnover. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg extended the 15-point halftime lead to 21 here as we are under 4.5 minutes to play. Fisher drives in, poked away by Gibson. Loose ball finally picked up by Eric Thompson and a foul called on Conradi. As Gibson knocked that one loose with Fisher on the run to the basket. He got all the way to the basket, had no ball to shoot. And there was Thompson picking it up off the floor.
Yeah, and it's funny because Grant just reached over and poked it, and then he's thinking fast break, so he just pokes it heads the other way.
He's counting on someone else to get it.
Uh-huh, and we did eventually after there was a foul. But if you're Rochester, you're a ball handler. They just got to have better ball security and realize that anywhere there's a white jersey in the neighborhood is a threat.
I said the foul was on Conradi. It ended up being on Ziegler. That's his fourth. Here's Thompson in the lane, strong to the basket, and a blocking foul on the floor as Howard Fisher thought he had the charge called. Instead, he gets called for the blocking foul, his second. And with the ball on the floor, not a shooting foul, so the Streaks will inbound. 14 fouls on Rochester. 4:04 to go, third quarter. Streaks lead by 21. Ross to the right of the basket. Looking, has Williams on the corner in front of us. Goes opposite corner to Meeker. His three won't go. And the rebound to Conradi, his fifth of the game for Rochester. All of them coming here in the second half. Back into the game, Anthony Slott, the freshman. Scoops it back out to Handlin off his shoulders, but it deflects right up in the air. He grabs it, trying to drive in on Ross. Cut off there. Now Slott on the outside. Dribbles right, loses Meeker around a screen. Ethan recovers, gets it off to Fisher instead. Trying to drive in from the right side, takes it all the way strong to the basket, and a block on the floor called against Joe Williams will be his third foul.
Another testament to the great Galesburg defense. Rochester has that ball for, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds. They can't get into any offense at all, and the only thing they can do is have Fisher just take it upon himself to fly in from the right side and hope for a foul. He got one that time, but they're not going to get much done with no more offense than they're able to run there.
Two Streaks ready to check in for Galesburg. Hawthorne was already at the scoring table. Now J.J. is there waiting, and I think he's going to go in for Joe Williams, who picked up his third foul. And Thompson sits down, replaced by Hawthorne. First free throw good by Fisher. He's got three in the quarter, 12 for the game. Galesburg by 20, 50-30. Still 3:34 to go in what's been a fairly slow-moving third quarter. More fouls called in this game, I think, than we saw last night in the win over Rantoul. And there were more than a few free throws shot in that game as well.
Somebody tell us that one went in an hour and 7 minutes.
Yeah. Here's Gibson driving in, cut off, kicks it out to Meeker, now up top to Ross, gives it right back to Grant. On the right wing for three, in and out, rebound, good one by Cody Hawthorne, back up and he's fouled. Hawthorne in among three blue jerseys, somehow came out with that rebound after a tough shot by Grant wouldn't go down. And Hawthorne's going to get a couple of free throws here on the second foul of the game on Colin Stallworth for Rochester. Hawthorne to the free throw line. First one in and out. And Streak's not knocking down free throws here in the second half like they did in the first half. They are now 0-for-3 from the line after shooting 14 of 17 in the first half. Second free throw up and gets the roll. First point of the game for Cody Hawthorne. Silver Streak's back up by 20 now at 51-31 as we approach the 3 minute mark of quarter number three. Handlin in the backcourt. Should have been called for a double dribble or a palming the ball.
The brick.
Fires up a three as he gets it into the front court. Gibson rebounds. How they missed that one. Now Gibson fires a three at the opposite end and drains it from the top of the arc. Five in the quarter, 18 for the game for Grant Gibson. Streaks on top by 23 now. Driving down left side, Fisher just throws it up toward the rim. Rebound putback won't go for Conradi, and Hawthorne comes down with it for the Silver Streaks. Here's Meeker driving in from the right side, and he gets fouled going to the basket.
Ethan's going, I know that ball can go in the basket one way or another. I'm going to find a way to do it. I tell you, and on the other end, I think Howard Fisher, with J.J. Range back in the game, I think Fisher just wants to get rid of it before J.J. finds him because he has been, I mean, everybody's been a tough matchup on defense, but J.J. has really been a problem for them in the minutes as he's played in this game.
Well, and Fisher kind of taking the Joe Williams approach from the first half is just attacking the basket and just making the ball go up in the air any way he can, hoping to draw contact and a foul. He did not get it that trip down the court as Ethan makes the first free throw on the streak's end. As Galesburg got right back with it in transition offensively. And Ethan going strong to the basket benefits with two free throws here and makes them both. He's got four in the quarter, six for the game. Streaks by 25, 56-31. They have just played really well here today.
You never know from one game to the next, but yeah, if we play like this, I don't think anybody in this tournament will give us a game. But you never know what can happen in a few hours.
Yep.
We'll play again later.
Upside, Dalton Handlin on the outside, under 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Still a long ways to go. Handlin on the dribble out near half court. Bounces it off, gives it away to Dan Ziegler on the right side. He'll shoot outside the free throw line. That's off the mark. J.J. on the right side with the weak side for the rebound. Here comes Galesburg again, trying to build on the lead. Left side, Devin Ross, and he gets called for a high carry. And Mike Reynolds barking about that. I'm not sure what he's complaining. It was clearly the right call. I don't know if it was complaining about what Rochester got away with a couple of trips down the floor a little bit ago with Handlin. He got away with the same thing. But nevertheless, Streaks lead by 25. Up top, nearly dragging his pivot foot is McClintock. Somehow he keeps it on the floor, gets it into the lane. Turnaround jumper by Ziegler. 56-33. And a Rochester timeout with a minute 53 to go here in the third quarter. And they'll take a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. Galesburg leads by 23. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With that first fall of snow, it's time for us to go and spread some fa-la-la-la.
While you're out and about this season, add some lovin' to the holiday rush. A 20-piece chicken McNuggets at McDonald's.
We're making memories today.
It's the perfect treat to share with your family. And it's just $5. Chicken McNuggets, the gift that keeps on dipping.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
Price
Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Pick up the new Purple WGIL button today at participating sponsors. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Galesburg with the ball coming out of the Rochester timeout. Here's Joe Williams, top of the arc, swishes a three-pointer. In rhythm after the catch, got a good look at it. Galesburg by 26 now. 21 in the game for Joe Williams. Handlin at the other end answers the three. 59-36, and the ball gets away. So the official stops the clock at a minute 25 to go third quarter as the Streaks chase it down. Williams inbounds to Gibson with range in the backcourt as well. In the frontcourt, Shaw and Hawthorne for the Silver Streaks. Under 120 to go third quarter. Silver Streaks with the ball up by 23. Range on the right elbow. Gets it right side over to Gibson. On the wing. Starts to drive in. Tries a spin move. Gets down to the low blocks. Right hand up. Soft off the glass and in.
Most of your great scorers like Gibson know that the glass is their friend. He gets in around the basket, and he almost always is going to use that backboard. So many guys just love to try and shoot it straight in. You're just going to get a lot higher percentage if you use that friend, your glass.
Seven in the quarter for Gibson, 20 for the game. In the right corner, Dan Ziegler with 40 seconds to go. Backs all the way out in front of the Rochester bench. Now steps inside the arc. Nearly stolen away by range. Creates a loose ball. Rochester comes up with it. The pass away out to Stallworth at the top of the arc. He'll fire the three over Gibson. Short. And the rebound out to McClintock for Rochester. Turnaround jumper. That won't go. And the rebound up high for it. Cody Hawthorne. Now 20 seconds to go. Streaks with the ball on a 25-point lead. Can hold for the final shot. They put up 23 points in this quarter after scoring 38 in the first half. Every winning team in this tournament has scored in the 60s. Here's Gibson high off the glass. That won't go, and Hawthorne over the back of Ziegler fouls. 15 foul on the Streaks with 4.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the first foul of the game on Cody Hawthorne. Rochester will take it the length of the court, down 61-36 to these Silver Streaks. Rochester was 0-5 in the tournament each of the last 2 years. Their victory over Taylorville last night, their first in this tournament. And they'll need a monster comeback in the second, in the fourth quarter as Fisher gets off a three-pointer, but it comes up short. 61-36 Galesburg at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
Diabetics can develop what's called neuropathy, and that leads to decreased feeling in the feet. Therefore, you can hurt yourself easier. There's a lot of things that your family doctor can do, but if it's just not healing, that's what we're there for.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Wear a button, win some cash. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Three quarters gone at Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Chris LeGros, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, holiday tournament style. It's been a good one for the Silver Streaks here today. They outlasted Rantoul last night, winning by 17 in a game I thought Rantoul played fairly well. Rochester, outside of some turnovers, has done some nice things here today, but turnovers have allowed the Silver Streaks to really build the lead in the first half. Great defense in the second half. They outscore the Rockets by 10 in the third quarter and lead it by 25, 61-36 as we get ready to start the fourth quarter.
Streaks 20 of 36 from the field after going 9 of 14 in that third quarter. So any thought that Rochester had of coming back was quickly extinguished, with the Silver Streaks playing as well offensively in that third quarter as they did defensively in the first half.
And an illegal screen called against Joe Williams is his fourth foul. And, Jim, just the eighth turnover? Is that right?
For eighth Galesburg? Turnover, yep.
15 for Rochester is where I have it. Rebounds continue to remain just about even. Rochester down 25 with the ball. Fisher bounce pass left side over to Ziegler. Trying to get away from Ethan Meeker. Backs up toward the volleyball spike line. Works his way right. Picks up his dribble. Inlet pass to Conradi at the high post. Shoots over Thompson. That's off the mark. Gibson battling for the rebound and controls it. And a foul call on a reach by Howard Fisher. And that's three on Rochester's leading scorer.
Rest of the statistics in the third quarter, Rochester, they got off a lot of shots that third quarter, 18, but they only hit five of them. So 12 of 31 for the game. Rebounds about even after three quarters, and the turnovers 2-1 Rochester as Grant Gibson gets ready for his first free throw back here on this end.
And it's short, and on the 1-1, Ziegler rebounds the miss for Rochester. Ellsberg only 3-for-6, now 3-for-7 from the free throw line in the second half. After going 14-of-17 in the first half. 25-point Ellsberg lead, 7-10 to go in the ballgame. Fisher on the left side, guarded by Joe Williams, who stays on the floor with four fouls. And a bad pass from Fisher out high, complaining to his teammate that nobody went after the ball. Gibson got it, gives off to Williams, and gets called for traveling in from the right baseline.
Well, part of that turnover was the job that Eric Thompson was doing, against the big guy, Conradi, who was fending Eric off with the left arm, probably got away with some pushes, but Eric wasn't backing down, and those two were going at it so hard, Conradi didn't even realize the ball was coming his way, went right over his head.
Ninth Ellsberg turnover, so a scoreless first minute of the fourth quarter. Streaks on top by 25. Conradi up high, hands off to Fisher. Conradi sets a screen, but Fisher can't lose Williams around it. He gives off to Stallworth at the high post, gives right back to Fisher, fires a right wing three, and got it. Fisher with 7.5, 16 for the game to lead Rochester. 61-39, Ellsberg by 22. Left side, Joe Williams with it in front of the Ellsberg bench. Dribbles it back out high to Eric Thompson outside the top of the arc. Now gives way to Devin Ross. Right side on the wing to Ethan Meeker. Ethan starts his drive to the right side, all the way to the low blocks. Hits the front of the rim on the shot. Gets his own miss on the rebound. Kicks it out to Gibson. Top of the circle, three.
And I can hear Grant yelled, Ethan, even though Ethan was down on the baseline, to tell him, hey, I'm open out high. Ethan heard him, found him. 3 points later, another bucket for the Streaks.
23 in the game for Grant Gibson, including 10 in the second half on a couple of three-pointers. Ellsberg by 25, and a foul called against Rochester on the other side. They had a two-on-one, and they're going to call Adam Conradi, I guess, for tripping up Ethan Meeker.
Conradi can't believe it, and I'm not sure Meeker could either. He spun around and was helped up by Grant Gibson, and when he spun around, Ethan gave a big smile to Grant as if to say, I think I got away with one there.
Third foul on Conradi, 17th Rochester turnover. Ellsberg on top, 64-39 with the ball, 5:40 to play. Williams with it on the outside, trying to lose his man with a crossover dribble, fires an 18-footer, no, rebound put back, won't go by Thompson, and then he gets his rebound on the opposite end after the miss, and puts it up and in. 66-39, Ellsberg matching its biggest lead at 27. Bounce pass into Conradi, taking it right at Eric Thompson, gets the shot up and in over Eric, and he draws a foul for a chance at a three-point play. First basket for Conradi. Since the first quarter, he had missed his last four shots.
That's the most interesting matchup right now is Eric Thompson and Adam Conradi, because they've really been going at it down low, and now they're still talking to each other. Conradi up high and Eric down low. And I don't think Eric's a big talker. He usually just kind of lets his actions speak, but they're both, and they're smiling.
Yeah, lots of smiles.
I don't think it's anything too ferocious, but they're getting after it.
And Conradi finishes off the free throw. Conradi a senior, Thompson a junior. 66-42, Ellsberg by 24 with 5:10 to go in the game. Inlet pass for Gibson, batted away from the backside by Handlin, who gets called for climbing up the back of Gibson, going for the steal. That'll be the third foul on Dalton Handlin.
He must have fisted that ball. It had a funny sound.
Sure did. Pounded it pretty hard. So Gibson right back to the line, where he missed the front end of a 1-1. About a minute and a half ago on the game clock. 5:10 to play in the ball game. First free throw up and in for Gibson. Four in the quarter, 11 for the half, and 24 for the game for Grant Gibson.
So after a slow start with some early foul trouble and watching some, he's come on with a flurry here.
Second free throw rattles through.
He's got a pretty good chance of making all-tournament team again here.
For the third straight year, it would be. He and Meeker have both been all-tournament each of the last 2 years here at this Taylorville tournament. Here's Handlin up high, trying to drive around Gibson. He cuts him off there. Finally, a spin move in the lane, and a scoop won't go down. And Grant comes up with the rebound, his seventh of the game for the Silver Streaks.
Looks like Rochester has lost their team concept here in the second half. They're just trying to get like an NBA game.
Yeah, just attack the basket and hope. Ross up top to Gibson. Fakes right, drives left, cut off in the lane, skips it out to Williams at the top of the arc. Now Grant has it back, driving down the lane, up with the left hand, and got it off the glass.
They're just scoring at will.
70-42, Galesburg with its biggest lead, now 27 in the game for Gibson. Quick three at the opposite end is good by the freshman Anthony Slott. 70-45, Galesburg streaks back quickly across midcourt as we approach the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Devin Ross, left side over to Williams, up top to Gibson. He's going to take it down the left side of the lane again. Up, won't go that time. Eric Thompson with the putback is too strong. And Stallworth on the rebound for Rochester. Outlet pass the other end. Batted loose. Picked up off the floor. Williams couldn't handle it. It's out of bounds. Rochester hangs on to it.
You know, in the pregame, we were talking about, you were talking with Mike Reynolds about, you know, like to see this game, you know, get maybe into the 60s. And Mike said, well, I'd like to see 80.
Yeah.
And we both thought, yeah, right. And, well, we're at 70 with 4 minutes to go. So he was pretty close.
Hawthorne, Shaw, and Range in for Galesburg. Williams and Gibson out, along with Ethan Meeker. So they are probably done as we have reached the midpoint of the fourth quarter. A 25-point Galesburg lead. Stallworth and Conradi sit down for Rochester. Adam Schwartz, a 6'1 sophomore, into the game, along with Clayton Aller, a 6'2 junior. This is Sam Baker with it now up top. Gives off to Slott on the left side and right back to Baker. Thompson and Ross stay on the floor for the Silver Streaks with 3:40 to play. On the right side, Schwartz in front of his own bench, up top to Slott. So a vision of the future for Rochester here right now with the personnel on the floor. Thompson comes out, tries to knock it out of the hands of Tristan Sutker, a sophomore. Let's see if the officials just kind of let some things go here in the final 3 minutes of the game, with the Streaks leading by 25, and both coaches having put some new personnel into the game. Little turnaround baby hook won't go down for Aller. And the Streaks chase down the rebound to Devin Ross on the sideline.
Not often the Streaks walk the ball up the floor, but this is one of those situations you can.
Here's Eric down the right side of the lane, carried the ball on his hip. Oh, they're going to count the basket as they're going to get a call for a reach-in on Rochester. Eric took three steps to the basket, two of them with the ball hanging on his hip, and they went ahead and counted the basket and gave him a chance at a three-point play.
Well, when you're 6'7", you have really long strides. So you just
cover
extra territory,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Sutker with the foul for Rochester. Mark Mangieri into the game for the Silver Streaks. As Ross sits down, Thompson to the free throw line, hits it. And Eric will finish the game with 9 as he sits down. Good game for Eric.
Yep.
9 points, 7 rebounds, and really good defense as well.
Very much.
Did not get into foul trouble. He finishes the game with just 2 personal fouls. 2:50 to go in the game. And Darius Sammons replaces him on the floor. On the right side, Clayton Noller, the junior, dribbles up top. Gives off to Nick Baker. Now hands off to Schwartz on the right side, guarded by Sammons. And Mangieri on the double team. Left side pass, it goes to Sam Baker. Sam and Nick Baker, both on the floor, were not on the roster that we were provided before the tournament started. Knocking out of his hand, Shaw. Baker drives, passes it back behind him. That shot rolls off for Aller, and the rebound under the basket by Cody Hawthorne. He has 4 boards in this game for the Silver Streaks. 2:10 to go in the game. Galesburg by 28. Shaw at the free throw line. Dishes down low to Hawthorne on a double team. Gets a shot up from the low blocks. Won't go down. Aller picks the ball up off the floor after the miss. Silver Streaks to go 2-0 in the tournament. This will be Rochester's first loss here at Taylorville. Only their 6th game of the season. And Galesburg, a minute 49 away from matching the 12-0 start of John Thiel's 1964-65 team. And trying to match the best ever start by a Silver Streaks team in 58-59 when they started 14-0. Hawthorne intercepts a pass, driving to the other end, all the way with a left hand, took it coast to coast and up and in. And a timeout by the Silver Streaks to get five new players into the game.
Well, and for Rochester, their starters are going to need to rest and get some nutrition. They got to turn around and play the 5 o'clock game, and they've got to play Rantoul. So that's a tough draw for them to have to play the two most up-and-down teams in this tournament, Galesburg and Rantoul, within the span of a couple hours here.
Rantoul got its first victory of the tournament, edging Mount Zion 66-64 in a turnover-filled game prior to ours here. Minute 17 to go. The Silver Streaks lead by 30. Nick Baker up top, guarded by Alan Massey. Pass goes right side with Memphis Nicholson in the defense on Adam Schwartz. Dakota Williams in for the Silver Streaks, along with Daniel Owens and Cal Morley. Driving at the free throw line, pass goes into the corner, and a bad pass off the shin of Schwartz, picked up by the Silver Streaks. Here's Massey with it. They swing it around left side. Morling will shoot the 18-footer, high off the back of the rim, and the rebound by Baker. Here comes Rochester back quickly, trailing by 30 with 45 seconds to play in the game. Nick Baker passes left side to Sam Baker at the free throw line. Into the right corner it goes to Clayton Noller. Three-pointer in and out. Rebound Rochester, put back up. That one's off the rim. Batted around. Owens comes out with it for the Silver Streaks. Pass left side to Morling, up and in with a layup. Good feed after the rebound by Owens. It's 77-45, 20 seconds to go in the game.
Probably not going to quite get to 80.
Nope.
Don't suppose we're going to get the ball back here.
Well, we might. Driving in from the right side. Here's a basket up and in by Tristan Sutker. So now the Streaks need a three-pointer to get to 80.
How about a Massey three?
Here's Allen with it now. He fires it up. Oh. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Rochester. And that's the end of the ball game. 77-47. The Silver Streaks are 12-0. And they will play Dunlap in the second game of their action later today here on WGIL. The postgame's coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.